plate a potential nugget.
Actually, moving forward, you say that when we are in a creative process, you know, there are situations where we get an idea, but we can't quite put a finger on what the idea is. And in those situations, you say that metaphors sometimes help us and help us get our thoughts across. Can you say more here? I found that very interesting.
Yeah, I love metaphors as a design tool. Because metaphors help us understand new or different things in relation to things we know. So, for example, the soup example we talked about is a metaphor, like making soup is a metaphor for designing your life. So what I do in my sessions is to ask people to come up with a life metaphor, and then using the metaphor, using the hooks inside the metaphor to think about their life differently. So the example I want to give you is actually the metaphor I've been using throughout COVID is metamorphosis. Mm-hmm. So I ask people, you know, COVID, our life through COVID is kind of like metamorphosis. And what is metamorphosis? It's the process of a worm becoming a butterfly, right? And so, well, not a worm, it's a
caterpillar.
Now, caterpillar, thank you. So I'll start that again. The process of metamorphosis is a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. So, and in the middle of that, you have the cocoon, right? And so once COVID started and we started sheltering in place, to me, that was like us sitting like caterpillars inside our cocoons and everything we know breaking apart, including ourselves. And then I thought, well, before we were caterpillars, through COVID, we've been in our homes, going through an incredible change. And when we come out, we're not going to come out the way we were. We're going to come out as butterflies. And then when we come out as butterflies, that's really understanding that we're now a whole different insect and we have wings and we can fly. And using that metaphor, I got people to think about who were they before and what they want to keep from before COVID. And then what are the things that they've learned through COVID and the things that changed and then that transformation that happened to them. And then going forward, what are the things that they want to keep and the things they want to change, including their new wings? You know, what's going to help them fly and take off? And so I hope I just demonstrated the incredible power of metaphors in helping us think differently.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's also been a great learning journey for me over the last several months in the context of the podcast, just to hear how different people, you know, look at COVID through their own unique lens. You know, one of the people I spoke to was a monk who's now at MIT, a gentleman called Tenzin Priyadarshi. And he said COVID is like a massive timeout that Mother Nature has given men and women to sort of, you know, you stay in your homes and sort out your stuff. You know, almost like how we would tell our kids to stay in a room and sort out their thinking and cool down and sort of get on with life. And the way he framed it was just so simple yet so powerful. Similarly, this notion of a caterpillar and a butterfly is powerful. And the metaphor of a cocoon in the context of COVID. So thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thank you. So that's why I love metaphors. And for your listeners, one of my friends, Todd Churches, actually has written a beautiful book. It's called Visual Leadership. And it's one word, visual leadership. And he also talks a lot about metaphors from the angle of leadership. Mm-hmm. So the two, our thoughts are very complementary.
You know, one of the other people, you know, maybe staying with the point about metaphors, one of my earlier guests was a gentleman called Dan Cable of the London Business School. And he actually said when they have people in their workshops, they ask them to imagine different possible selves in the future. And they give them a few Lego blocks and ask them to build something with Lego and use that as an opportunity to, you know, give voice to what's inside them. So I can very well imagine the power of, you know, the right brain and metaphors and some of these surrogates to unlock what's inside us.
Oh, I love that, the idea of working with metaphors and Legos. Wow, that's powerful. You're making me think, one of the things I say in the book and I ask people to do is to write their metaphor and also to draw it. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is the two things are quite different and yet they complete each other. So as we're drawing, we think of different things. And then when we're writing, we're thinking about different things. And so it now is 1 + 1 = 3, a much more complete idea.
This is the piece where Dan Cable speaks about how he uses Lego blocks with leaders who are at the cusp of a career transition.
We have a program here called the Sloans, and it's a one-year MBA kind of program for very senior folks that are like going into a new direction in their careers. We have them work on who they were in their last job. And we literally have a session with Legos where, you know, there'll be little people and there'll be hoses and there'll be building blocks and windows and doors and trees. And we'll just say, okay, pick 25 pieces and then assemble them in a way that shows us who you are in your job today. And we'll give them 25 minutes to do that. And then we'll say, okay, now grab 25 more pieces and draw what you are going to move toward. In 15 years from now, if everything worked out perfectly, who would you be? What would you be doing? What would be your role? And so then we have them do that 25 minutes. And then what we do is we put those two together and we say, now describe to somebody what it meant and what it will be. And boy, the room just lights up because like the hose that they use to represent feeling strangled, or the prison, they built a block and they put a little person in it and said, this is me. I feel like I'm in a prison. And it just becomes animated and emotional. And by pointing at it, by turning it, it reveals things that they meant to say, but like they wouldn't have said it unless it was there. They'll put a skeleton there and say, this is how I usually feel today. And then on the other one, they'll sort of build a person out of vibrant colors and say, this is what I want to feel like. And boy, does it just becomes really fun instead of static. It becomes enjoyable and dynamic instead of kind of, oh, I don't know, overly cognitive. So anyway, I'll stop going on about it, but it does appear there's some really interesting science that when we allow our hands to build our ideas, we end up in a different and sometimes better place than when we just rely on a verbal medium.
A lot of us who are brought up in the world of left brain thinking often struggle with reimagining our future in a white canvas. Suspending our left brain and leveraging our right brain a little bit more might hold the key to unlocking new possibilities. Thank you for listening.